Fuck Kansas. Right? Kansas City is one of the greatest cities that I've ever been to. It is the most underrated city that I've ever been to. And it's unfortunate that it's part of the flyover area. That's all I can say about that. Anyway, I am here with the one and only. If you guys don't know who this man is, he's going to introduce himself again. Feel free to go into it, brother.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kurt DeRoe here. We out here on the Munchies podcast. Stoked to be talking about some skateboarding today with my buddy Matt. Yeah, shout out to all those people living in Kansas City. I heard you guys got a good skate community. Oh, what's good, man?
It's probably one, honestly, I think it's one of the best communities that I've ever been a part of. Like, just being at the shop and just watching people just flow through in and out all day. And then, like, you got the regulars who come in and just go sesh. Like, you can't beat that. The only problem is the shop owner can't get out and go skate. Like, everybody's going in and out, like, picking up gear, doing shit. And it's like, oh, we can't sesh with you. But, like, yeah, it's that situation. Other than that, man, how you been, man? What's been up with your life?
Been okay, man. It's been a while since we last talked. Still living out here in Idaho. Been working at a ski resort. Soaking people out with some rental gear in the rental shop. Shout out Bogus Basin. It's a shop and a mountain I grew up learning how to snowboard at. Been snowboarding there since I was probably like 6 years old. Wow. So 20-something years almost. Wow. But yeah, first time working there. And this is good, man. I get to spend all day up in the mountains, away from the city, helping people get stoked. It's been great. Nice.
What is that like, dude? Like, how is the experience working? I mean, I know that you're like down for a little bit, but what is it like being a snowboard, working in like, working in a ski resort? It's cold.
Our resort is a non-profit, so it's probably a little bit different than most ski resorts, but it kind of seems like everyone's just doing what they can to survive. Like, they kind of just have like that organized feeling where it's like, okay, let's charge this much to make it happen. We need to buy all this shit. We need to have this many like vents set up in order to make it happen. We want to build new lifts, make snowmakers. And they seem to have their shit unlocked because now they have like a summer thing going on where they have like a downhill mountain bike park there. What? And a mountain coaster. So, and they're nonprofits. They don't really have that much money coming in because of that, but they have enough to build that. And so far, I've had a really good season with lots of good snow, and I've gotten out to rip a couple times. Felt fucking great.
Nice.
Yeah, I got to go out snowboarding like 2 times last week before my surgery, and I felt like it was a great way to do physical therapy. But now that we're cut up and laid up again, we're going to have to wait a little while to get back out there. But I can't wait because I feel like it's going to make me way stronger and bring some muscles back online.
Right on.
So I'm really stoked to get back out there and do it. Yeah, for those of you that don't know, I'm coming off of a pretty heinous tibia fracture where I got an open compound fracture skating downhill in California. I had to get a metal rod put in my leg and some screws. And that happened about August of 2021.
Oh, wow.
But that's like, it's been a long recovery.
Damn, bro. Like, so you've been going on from, that's 2 years.
Yeah, almost 2 years. And it happened pretty much the same time that Lizzie Armanto broke her shit on the mega ramp when she fucking launched on the mega ramp and missed the landing and hit the flat. Oh, and then Tony Hawk broke his fucking leg about the same time I did. So it's like all these famous skateboarders are getting broken. Chad Muscat broke his fucking leg the same time. It's just like, yo, the years of the diehard skaters getting fucked up, I guess.
It's like, I do not want to break any more bones in skateboarding. Like, I'm happy with my crooked pinky. It just makes things easy access. Like, I can just, like, slip it on in there. Like, hold on, shorty. I can get the cheese.
Oh, man. I don't know why my head went there. But it did.
This ain't gonna be a normal skate podcast. We're just here to talk shit, man. We're not like, there's no agenda, no nothing. We're just gonna have a good fucking time. Like, fuck
hell yeah.
Like, yo, dude, these injuries that people, like, I be seeing on the internet. I remember the one I saw with this chick. Like, she's going off the mega ramp. Was it the same girl that, like straight right into the fucking ramp, face plant, and it falls right back down to the ground? Like, she totally, like, doesn't even clear.
Yeah, that was Lizzie Armanto. That happened, like, probably about a year and a half ago, too. I think that happened, like, a week or two after I got hurt.
Fuck, I thought she was dead.
Dude, yeah, she got smoked.
Yeah, that's scary, dude. I can't even imagine, like, what is, like, 13 feet, probably? I mean...
It's got to be, like, 20-something feet. And either way, like, smacking the side hella fast, probably getting the wind knocked out of you, crumpling up, and then falling 20 feet. Like, oh,
fuck. Shit, fuck. You know, terminal velocity is 20 feet, bro.
Yeah, it's just enough to fuck your shit up. That's for damn sure.
Just enough to, like, no, that's, no, like, what is it? Oh, fuck. Three stories is terminal velocity. So two stories you can survive. 20, that's 20, about 20 feet. So once you get above 20 feet, yeah, she's lucky.
Fuck. Yeah, she's skating again, too.
No shit.
Yeah.
No, like, that was a quick recovery. Fuck.
I know, right? She's, like, ripping up. She's got, like, a video part and shit already.
Like, yo, bro, so you just fell face first into a fucking... Into the world. Like, the world...
Yeah. She must have had a good PT team, or maybe she got lucky or something, but, yeah, shit, where's my video part? I'm, like, a year and a half, and I still don't have a video part
right.
yet.
Right, you just had to recover from surgery and all this other shit. Now you're like, fuck my life, I'm broken. So
yeah, man, when skateboarding kind of, like, took a back seat for me, it was, like, a pretty big, like, shock of just how much influence skateboarding had in my life. Like, when I don't have it to exercise with or to clear my head, I don't know what to do with myself. It's like, fuck, man, like, it's so hard to just pick up new hobbies and, like, have the same dedication and enjoyment out of it that you did with skateboarding.
Nah, I felt so, that.
It's like the recovery has been 50% mental, 50% physical, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What you been, like, what have you been doing? Like, because I'm a gamer. Like, when I have downtime, it's raining or some shit outside, like, I'll be sitting here playing Red Dead or, like, fucking whatever thing that makes me, like, relieve some aggression.
Like, yeah, I play a lot of games. I just beat God of War Ragnarok. That shit was fire.
Dude, tell me about that. I'm trying to get into that.
It's sick. Like, have you played the first one?
Yeah. Like, I cried. Like, I got all emotional. I'm like, what the fuck, bro?
It's, like, better. It, like, the mechanics are better. The weapons, like, the attacks, the combat's way better. The enemies are, like, way more diverse. It's sick.
Dude, so I'm like one of those gamers that, like, I'll put it on, like, one below the max. And God of War is one of those games where I said, nah, fuck this shit, restart. I put it on one below the max, and I was like, nah, bro. Like, the first part of the game was getting, boom, boom, boom. Like, yo, I suck. Like, you...
Bro, seriously, I beat it, and I'm like, okay, the first one I beat, and I was like, all right, I think I'm going to try, like, one up. Let's see what happens. Couldn't even get past, like, the first group of enemies. It was like, dude, what the fuck happened? I just beat the game, and now I'm getting, like, one-shotted. What the fuck is going
right.
on?
That, those type of games, it's like, yo, what are you doing? Or, like, Sifu. You ever play Sifu?
No, I haven't.
Dude, that's, like, it's a short game. Like, it's only, like, six levels. But, like, good luck getting through the first, maybe, two. Once you get to the third level, it's fucking pointless. Like, because you just lose. Yeah, and then you age up. So every time you die, you age up. And when you, like, your last, like, when you get to, like, 75 is your last life, almost.
Oh, cool.
And if you lose at 75, you just lose the game in general. Like, you have to restart from the very beginning of the game.
Interesting. Yeah. So when you die, you get older. And yeah. You lose, like, stats.
Yeah. Oof. Well, you lose stats, you strength. You can't learn new moves. Like, you just locked out from moves.
So old dog can't learn new tricks, huh?
Yeah, that's not even true, though, man. That's bullshit. Old dogs do learn new tricks. That's just like... That's
speaking of old dogs and new tricks, are you going to ditch slap this year?
No, I'm poor. I lost my job. I lost my job, bro.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so like the beginning of the year, like what was it, the 9th? Like I was on a delivery, and like on the way to the delivery, I didn't even realize that my phone was like, they deactivated me. So I get to the person's house, I pull out my phone, I'm like, I have low battery too, so I shut it on, shut it off, and I looked at him, like, I turned it back on, I'm like, I'm deactivated. The fuck is this? Like, I have this person's order in my hand, I can't even see the shit. And I start calling them up, I'm like, hey, what's going on, guys? Like, I don't know what the fuck, why am I deactivated? It's like, well, we can't tell you why you're deactivated. I'm like, what do you mean you can't tell me why? I didn't do anything wrong, I have no complaints, I have nothing against my record. They're like, well, we still can't tell you. I'm like, so what am I supposed to do? I have this customer's food in my hand. When I do a job, I do it 100%. I'm dedicated to it. And I don't like to fail. So I'm out of work. I got this person's food in my hand. I'm trying to contact the person in the building. I literally know everybody in the neighborhood. So everybody's looking at me like, yo, why do they deactivate you? What the hell is the problem? I'm like, I have no clue. So a week later, about a week later, I call them up and they tell me, like, they had an error in the system and thousands of DoorDash workers just got dropped. Like, that was it.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Thousands of DoorDash workers just got dropped. Like, no explanation.
Just, like, lost their accounts?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what, they just wouldn't hire you back or what?
No. They can't even fix it.
That's insane, dude.
Yeah, so they...
That's like some New World Order job loss shit. What the fuck?
Yeah, this is trippy. This is mad trippy, so...
Huh.
Now, this is where it gets really crazy, because it's all my fault. This part is my fault, right? So I've been working DoorDash, these delivery companies for the last 10 years. So I don't care about my ID. It's not really something I pay attention to. Right? So I let that expire. I lost my social security card because I was traveling around a lot. I was moving from place to place, getting like room to room. And I was like, there's no worries. I got a job. I'm not thinking about that shit. So now I get a new job. This new job's paying me like $60,000 a year. Fucking with benefits, commission, bonuses, all that other shit. And they tell me, yo, does it matter if you know your social security number and all that other shit? We need to have a copy of your ID, your social security, and everything before we can actually hire you.
So you gotta order a new one.
Yeah. So, I'm like, mind you, I've been going through this process already because I started the Gnarly Munchies and I was trying to get a DBA. But people don't know what a DBA is. It's like, it's what you need to start your business. Like, you got to go to the government. You got to tell the government, this is what I'm starting. Like, just in case I'm held liable for something, injuries, all that other bullshit, like lawsuits, you're protected under a certain, like, your personal is not connected to your business. That's pretty much what you got to do. So as I'm going through this whole process, they're like, I get my ID. I have the old ID. Like, the notary signs the paperwork. He does all the paperwork for this shit. And then LegalZoom calls me back and says, hey, your notary fucked up the paperwork. So you have to redo all this. And you have to submit an updated ID with, like, an updated non-expired ID to prove that you are who you are. I'm like, but my ID says my name, my address, my date of birth. You're extorting me for money. Like, the DMV and the government extorted me for money. Like, I don't want to be extorted, personally. That's how I feel about the DMV and all that other shit. And...
Damn. Says you got some hurdles.
I got a lot of hurdles. I got a whole bunch of hurdles. So today, I actually made it over one hurdle where I had to go to HRA. I'm applying for food stamps because that's the only way I can get identification and... I'm kind of struggling right now. So I'm like, all right, I haven't had these in like over 10 years. They should be helpful for the time being. Like, cause I was making good money. DoorDash is paying. I was making about 40 grand a year doing DoorDash. And, that's before the pandemic. And yeah, now I'm here, man. So I got my social, I got my old ID that they have printed out from HRA. It had all that shit on file. And like, I'm over there bowing to the ladies, like, thank you so much, thank you so much. Oh my God, thank you so much. I'm stoked right now, because now I can go up to the DMV and be like, here goes a copy of my social security card. Give me my fucking ID and leave me the fuck alone. This is a pain in my ass. Like, I have to be extorted by the government just to prove that I am who I am. And regardless of if it was expired or not, I am not who I am.
Yeah, man. It's got to be like signing the dotted line and all this bullshit.
Yeah.
By the rules. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I want to be a sovereign citizen, but it's not worth it.
Yeah, I want to leave this country. I'm down to go somewhere else for a bit. Dude, who else is out there?
Yeah, as a black man, bro, I don't, where would I go? Like, I always think about that shit as a black man. It's like, all right, America, it's okay. It's really okay, but, I mean, there's other countries that are probably way better, and they have democracy, too.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
They, like, what I recently read was Ghana was offering, like, a path to citizenship for African Americans. Like, they were giving away free property, money, and jobs to any American that choose to move over there and settle.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is really interesting when I read about that. But do I
really, I'm
sorry.
I've heard some shit about Africa, and I'm not sure if Ghana is included in the area, but I heard there's some pretty like gnarly destabilization going on in certain areas.
Right. I read about that too, man. It's like, do I really want to, like, that would be an option once I get all my shit straight, my money right again, and then dip out over there, like, use my marketing abilities to sell shit over in Africa? Nah, that's too dangerous. Like, I don't know. Like,
wherever you go, find a good community. I think that's the most important thing for sure.
Right. I agree with that. Like, the community is always the big thing when you go anywhere. It's like, if you don't have the right community, you're not going to have the right type of fun.
Go to Asheville.
I want to go to Asheville.
I'm trying to go to Asheville, man. I'm trying to move there, I think. I hear that's like the last stronghold of the downhill skate community, and I'm fucking trying to be around that. So I think I'm going to try to make a move there this summer.
Well, I have a strong opinion about the downhill skate community, because, like, when I go in, I'm in the hood mostly. Like, I live in the hood, bro. And when I'm passing through the block, or I'm going to the store, like, motherfuckers is out there selling drugs. Let's keep it funky. Motherfuckers is out there selling drugs. And they watch skateboarding because I'm going up and down, and they know about my podcast. They know about the skaters I hang out with. They know about all that shit. So they're getting an insight to something that they wasn't giving a fuck about maybe 5-6 years ago. They was like, who gives a fuck about skate? They wasn't caring about skateboard. Now they're like, oh, somebody in the hood actually does downhill. Somebody in the hood is actually skate, like, is recognized for skateboard. Let's follow this shit. It's like, I feel like if the scene really wanted to generate pop, like, some type of growth and something, they'll pick up some dudes from, like, Chicago. They'll pick up dudes from fucking, from Hollis, where I'm from. They'll pick up dudes from fucking, from, like, the gutter, bro. And, like, grab these guys up and get them the fuck out the hood and just drag them around the whole goddamn country and let them go wild. You'll get great content. You'll get different content. And tell some goddamn stories, man.
Yeah, there's maybe, like, I don't know if a downhill brand could do that with, like the resources that a downhill skate brand has. But maybe some other sort of brand, you know, like, I don't know. Monster. I know a lot of people are out there doing it, like, getting help from, like, watch companies or clothing companies and stuff.
Yeah, because skateboard companies don't got the money to do this shit. They don't got the money like they did back in, like, what, 2014, where they was like, yo, road trip!
I know, right? Like, it's like, let's get everyone we can in, like, the van and just go skate the whole West Coast or whatever. Like, yeah, that shit's pretty rare these days. I don't really see that happen anymore. But, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people are, like, self-starters now. Yeah, it's kind of, like, the new trend.
It's the Instagram guys.
Yeah, you see, like, influencers and stuff, or YouTubers. TikTok. Like, there's longboard YouTubers now. Like, that's a pretty common thing I've seen. Like, I don't really like to follow, like, YouTubers.
Yeah.
But if it's longboarding content, it's like, okay, there's like a 40% chance I might enjoy this. So I'll give it a watch. So, no, shout out to some of them, though. Like, Jesus Cinco, for example, he's killing it right now.
Really?
Jesus Cinco.
So I'm, like, Gravity Dogs is probably the only group that I'll, and Will Royce. Gravity Dogs and Will Royce, because Will Royce always has some crazy shit that he's planning on doing. So I always want to see what he's going to do, because he, like, the ski board or some fucking, like, a piece of a plank or, like, Velcro. Like, I'm going to go downhill on a board made of Velcro.
Bro, go check out Jesus Cinco on YouTube and look up the I Want to Be a Downhill Longboarder video he makes.
Really? I Want to Be a Downhill
Longboarder? It's next level.
Oh, dude, it's, you got to send me a link. You got to send me a link. Because I do not, like, I think after Original stopped doing their series, that's when I stopped watching the videos, because everything started to look the same. It was copy and paste.
Yeah, I mean, and people are trying to make different stuff. Like, I don't know if you're familiar with the company 88 Wheel Co.
Yeah, I am, definitely.
They recently came out with like a rap video for their wheels. Excuse which me? Stoked me out, because I like that stuff. I used to make some rap wheel reviews.
No shit. Yeah. Let me get 16 right now. Let me get 16, bro. If you give me a 16, I'll give you a 16.
I ain't got nothing right now. I don't know. Hold on. Let me think about that for a bit. Maybe in a bit.
All right. I'm sorry to put you on the spot, bro. I used to rap, like, my old life, like, back in the day, I used to spit. And you can actually find my shit on YouTube. You can find a diss track I did. You can find a battle I did with iBattle League.
Send me a link.
Yeah, I got you.
Link for a link.
FYI, I fucked up my second round, and I really think I could do better, but I kind of wrote those bars on a fly, because I was at my boy's house, and we was having a good time, and I was like, oh shit, I got a battle coming up. Like, but I did pretty well. From, like, my first battle, and after that first battle, I went straight into skateboarding. I gave skateboarding 100%. Like, that was a crazy change. Like, that was a crazy, like switch up. Like, you know, you have, like, one particular thing that you're really good at. And, like, you know what? I'm going to try to learn how to skateboard. Like, actually learn how to skateboard. And, yeah, that was crazy, bro.
I want to do that with surfing, man.
Dude, do it.
Like, I've done snowboarding, I've done skateboarding, I've done downhill skateboarding, which is kind of like the blend of snowboarding and skateboarding. And, like, the only thing really left I want to do is surf. Like,
so I was
watching the Eddie Aikau Invitational the other day in Hawaii, and those guys were tackling like 50-60 foot waves in a competition. It was absolutely nuts. I'm just like, damn, man.
It is. I have no words for those guys, dude. I have, like, literally, like, so John O'Malley's gonna teach me how to surf, which is pretty rad. Like, he taught me how to paddleboard. So this summer he said he's gonna teach me how to surf, but I also I have to become a stronger swimmer. Like, I can swim, but the first time in the ocean, like, I looked at the ocean and I was like, nah, I am not good enough for the ocean.
Yeah, you probably do have to be a pretty strong swimmer to surf. Like, just to, like, get up out of the wave, like, you probably have to paddle your ass off.
Yeah, because, the ocean's a different beast, man. You can really feel that current and the strength of the water.
Oh, yeah, man. It's, like, one of the most humbling energy sources on the planet.
Yeah.
Whenever I stand near it, I'm like, wow, like, we don't have a grip on this thing.
Not at any given, like, moment, nothing. That motherfucker could be like, yo, fuck your life! We all die. Let's kill them all. Because, like, we don't, like, what is the scientific measurement of the ocean? Like, how much water is in, is there, where to the point that if a good earthquake or a good asteroid hits,
like,
it's just...
I mean, you've seen tidal wave videos of, like, what was going on recently in Japan a couple years ago. Like, that shit swept away whole buildings. Like, nothing. Like, it was nothing.
Yeah. Like, it was just like toys. It was a Lego. I gotta say that right. I can't say the add the S. I learned that recently too, bro. Lego. You're not. It's not Legos. It like, cause I was watching Fact Fiend, and it's like, it's not Legos. It's Lego. I'm like, what?
So yeah, it is Lego.
Like, the plural for Lego is Lego.
Hey, you want to go play with Lego?
Like you,
I got some sick Lego. I don't know about that.
Like, bro, dude, let's make a longboard out of Lego.
Oh, electric longbow.
Electric longbow?
Electric longboard, yeah. Let's do it. Let's make an electric longbow out of Lego.
That would be pretty sick. That would actually.
I bet you could do it, bro.
It'd probably
weigh a lot.
It'd probably take forever, too.
I mean, what is the difference between an electric longboard and an electric longboard made out of Lego?
There is none.
Nah, it's the same shit. It's just like it's bigger pieces versus smaller pieces or something.
Imagine if you crashed that some bitch.
You could probably make a drone out of Lego if you wanted to.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Dude.
Got some ideas, man. Connects and shit.
So first we make the Lego board, and then we make the Lego drone, and we film a video with a Lego drone board.
Yeah, we could also make a Lego GoPro.
Lego. Oh. Actually, that's possible. We just got, like, you take the, you build the Legos around the camera.
Dude, yeah.
And you put
literally anything that exists, you could make out of Legos.
Did you know? Like, now, this is the even crazier part. Did you know Lego was made on top of, like, every building that was ever made on Lego is made on top of Lego? So they add a foundation of Lego and then they build the building on top of the Lego.
Shit. Well, yeah, I mean, what is the difference between reality and Lego when you think about it? Like, everything. What if we lived in a world where everything we used and made was Lego instead of wood? You know, we've got enough plastic. Why not?
I mean, when we think about it, we do live in giant Legos. I said Legos. Oh no!
We got these giant fucking Lincoln log houses and shit. These Lego cars. These Teslas.
Those are little Legos, man. They're like metal Legos.
We need urethane wheels because we can't be skating on no plastic wheels.
Fact. 99As, bro.
Yeah, do you get some Earthwing Slide A's? Those are basically Lego blocks.
Right? Yeah, I actually need a set of those. Those really
you tried those new dragon skins yet?
No. Oh, Jesse's.
Are those dragon wheels?
No, Jesse's been posting videos. And like,
I want to talk about that, dude. He did that vlog of him skinning those dragons in the rain, dog. Oh my god.
Yo, he's just killing it and then he said, like, he posted a comment, he's like, I think I need to cut down on my content. It was like, I agree. In a sense, he really does, because it's gonna get oversaturated and people are gonna be like, alright, Jesse. But
I can see that.
At this current
time. Stop doing your 40-foot blunt slides in the rain. Stop that.
But here goes the crazy part. So I used to skate with Jesse back in the day. Like, way before he got sponsored, we used to go to Ridge, this hill called Ridge, whatever the fuck, in Port Chester. And he was doing that shit back then, but he was doing that shit on hard wheels. Like, all he rode was a double kick with hard wheels.
Oh, I see. So he's got the power slide background.
Yeah, so he's always still been a street skater too. He's always been that good. Like, he's always been that interesting. Sick. It's just when he started to move around and travel and actually started hitting faster roads, his skill level just took off, bro.
Like, he kind of came out of nowhere in my book. Like, I didn't know who he was or where he was from, but all of a sudden he was doing like switch runs and shit. It's just like, what?
Yeah. Okay. He's always been like that. He's always been that guy.
That's fucking sick.
It's so crazy, but a lot of those guys that I skated with, from Guillermo to Michael to Quasi, because Quasi fucked up with the community because he fucking scammed people. Mav, who else, dude? There was a whole bunch of us that was skating downhill that got no burn, but we was killing it, dude. Like, on our private time, we would hit Pomona, we would hit different spots. Somebody blew Pomona when I got back into town. I was like, oh, I'm going to go skate Pomona by myself, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, no, don't go there. You'll get arrested. I'm like, what do you mean? It's like, yeah, it got blown a couple of months ago. I'm like, fucking bastards. But that whole squad I was with, dude, they're all sick fucking skaters that didn't get recognition. But I'm happy Jesse did. Honestly, at least one person out the group got recognition.
Yeah, I wonder how he did get recognized, because, like, he kind of just, like, popped up. I think he moved to Asheville. That's probably why.
He moved to Asheville. Because I was on the phone with... So that's a funny-ass story, because I was on the phone with Mikey. And Mikey didn't know who he was. I was like, yo, son, if you and Jesse link up, this shit be fire. If you and Jesse link up, he'd be fire. It's like, Jesse, who the fuck is Jesse? I don't even know who Jesse is. And then I started showing him clips. And then I don't think they clicked at first. I don't think those two clicked at first. But then when he moved to Asheville, they started, like, I started seeing them together, and they started posting videos like, oh, shit, here we go now. This is going to get good. Like, behind the scenes, I'd be fucking trying to manipulate some fire shit, man.
Someone's going to be the puppet master.
Like, yo, bro, you should go over here in this state and go skate with these people, because this would be great.
Well, it is kind of unfortunately, like, about where you are, you know, like, especially today, like, where all the eyes are at, you know, like, I mean, skateboarding is going to be skateboarding no matter where you go, but if you want to get picked up or get some help through branding and stuff, you need to have, like, eyes on you, and Asheville for sure is, like, the one spot where that's kind of at right now.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. I can care less about that part of the game, and, you know, like, I'm pretty much enjoying the having the Gnarly Munchies and, like, growing that, being independent and being free and not, and going out and skating my own free time.
Like, you get to tell the stories of people.
Yeah,
you are better than that. The people who are giving people free product, you're giving people stories.
I mean, I wanna sponsor people too, dude. At the end of the day, I wanna be like, yo, dude, we're going on a road trip. Like, where? I don't know. We're just gonna go somewhere. Fuck it. Like, I think that's the end game, is like having enough money where I can like sponsor skaters and be like, so here goes a camera, here goes a van. Don't break the van. Don't break the camera. Go film a story. Don't just give me skate clips. I want a fucking story.
Yeah.
Like, give me a documentary. Give me something where you make people feel some emotion.
You should do that.
Well, who wants to give me money?
you could always apply for a film grant, or like apply for a grant of some sort.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
I've never actually thought about getting a film grant, or...
You just have to pitch an idea to some, on the internet, you can probably look up grants and stuff or whatever in your area or just around. And if you have a good idea and you can pitch it in a good way.
Yeah. Well, so the funny thing is, like, I became friends with this restaurant owner called Asteria. He owns two restaurants, Asteria and Alice. And, like, really good guy. He's like, yeah, I'm willing to help you out with things and get things off the ground. You should be doing your podcast more. You should be doing this. Like, stop focusing on, like, he's the one who told me to stop focusing on the DoorDash shit and just start focusing on the podcasting. And then, like, a week later, I lose my job doing DoorDash. It was
that. The universe was talking to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, especially with the 60K a day job, it's like, oh, yeah, you got to turn that shit down too, bro. Like, nah, you don't have an ID. It's the universe telling me, like, yo, bro, what the fuck are you doing, son? Like, why are you looking for work? This is your job. Like, stop fucking around. Like, but I need money. It's like, no, bitch.
Get an investor.
Right. Get somebody that's going to pay your bills for a bit and hop in a car. Go get a van, ho. Go get your ID. Because this is
like, yo, man, I really like the stories you're bringing out with the Gnarly Munchies. Let me give you $50K real quick. Keep going.
That's all. Honestly, to be completely honest, if I get an investor to give me $50K, I know how to make that shit work. And I can flip it, too. I ain't even gonna hold you on how I'm gonna flip it, but I can flip that 50K. It's gonna
be, you heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, that's all I can say. I'll make a.
He's gonna turn your money into magic.
Fuck it, I'll sell some weed. Yeah, I'll be going cross country like the Gnarly Munchies weed.
That'll be a good show in itself. Like, how to turn 50K into a podcast without putting any of it towards podcasting in the first place.
Just get a fucking minivan.
Like, I want to make a side hustle with this money to fuel my main hustle.
Bro, you get a minivan for 15, right? You grab your homies up, right? You get a camera. The camera ain't gonna cost you, but like another 1500. So you got 15,000, 1500, and then yeah, 50K for a whole year to feed like maybe 3-4 people.
There you go.
It's doable.
There's your budget right there.
It's doable. It's fucking doable. I think I can do it. Like, and then we like we'll buy like a couple of QPs.
This is a movie in the making.
This is definitely a fucking movie in the making, bro. This is some shit. Dude, go, like, I would love to go to Ohio, like, first stop, grab you up in Ohio and just dip out. Like, all right, bro, let's go fucking wild out. Like, just, or go to different states, grab different people that I've talked to. And be like, all right, dude, where are we going to go? I don't know. Let's go. Where do you want to go? And just come up with an idea of anywhere and just go to it and drive to that location, film a documentary, being in that location, do crazy shit. Sell some weed, play some skateboard, fucking and record that shit. It's a different style from a culture that's been so PG and so fucking clean cut that people would laugh. It would be a good time. In a sense,
I think it could be a good change of pace. It might even be better as a book.
As a book, I mean, if you read John O'Malley's book, bro, there's some parts in that book I'm not gonna say because people need to read. Like, I really think people should read Your Thing, Revolution. Like, it's a really good book, and the stories that he tells about the whole creation of skate parks and how they went about it, and the stories and the in betweens and all of the crazy shit that happened, bro.
Yeah, I like the books about skateboarding. There's not enough.
There's really not. Like, it should be more, man. There should be really more books
about. I just watched this movie today about a skate shop. It was like about the whole plight of skate shops going out of business and trying to do what they can to keep their doors open and stuff.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad, but it was a cool idea.
I mean, Burning Spider I was talking to Joe at Burning Spider, and he was like, yo, the inspector just came and said, hey, we got to pay $180 to fucking add new fire fucking extinguishers in the building because he's the owner, but they also live in the shop. So it's just kind of weird. It's a home, but it's also a shop. So
yeah.
You have to put things upstairs and downstairs, even though it's your actual home.
Dude, shout out to those who operate skate shops. Word. Like you said earlier, dude couldn't even go out skating.
Yeah.
Because he was like working in a shop.
Yeah.
It's like, damn.
Yeah, when I was there, dude, I'm out skating with everybody and I come back sweaty, old fucking tired. He's like, go skate, bro. I'm like, but you're going to be here alone in the shop. No, go skate. I'm like, okay.
He's just living vicariously through you.
Well, it's through all the skaters that I think he enjoys the stoke that he gives people that come in and out of the shop. Like, if you see the smiles that come on people's come out of people's faces when they come in and out, like, it really is fulfilling when you think, like, when you really think about it and experience it. It's a fulfilling experience. Like, you're changing somebody's life in a sense. You're changing the way they think. Like, it's pretty wild. Even at Uncle Funky's,
yeah.
He's struggling right now. And, like, his stoke is the fact that he just made some little kid change, like, life so different. And the way they smile when they get their first skateboard or have that experience. And they feel all weird and goofy. Like, I don't mean to sound like a newbie or like a kook or whatever. It's like, nah, bro, you're not a kook. You're not a newbie. We've all been there. So ask any whatever question, no matter how silly or how goofy it is, it's going to get answered. And that type of exchange, man, I think that's what makes the skate shop owner and the skate shop its special place. Like, that online thing needs to, like, it has its place, but that physical brick and mortar store, fuck, bro.
Yeah, you can't replicate that online, and it takes a certain type of person to do it, I think, like, to have that passion and that ability to help people and see that help come back in the way of stoke and stuff and live off of that. That's like a special kind of person to be able to operate in that way. I don't think I could do it.
No, I can't. I know 100% I can't. I've sat there and tried to experience it. It's fucking hard, bro.
I got to be, like, out there at the spot, sitting in the dirt, looking at homies skate. Like, if I couldn't be there, like, chilling on the curb with the homies, I'd be losing my fucking mind.
Bro, it's... like, I'm sorry.
Even if I couldn't skate anymore, like, I'd still want to be at those sessions, you know? Like, in some way, shape, or form, it's just like a... it's a cathartic experience that I need to have in my life.
Word. And then you get the random strangers that come up and get excited for you skating. Like, you get some random motherfucking person, like, oh my god, this shit is so cool! Like, I love this.
Yeah, dude.
Like, dude, watch this clip, and you start telling them about different skaters, and you're like, yo, dude, come here, let me show you this guy. And they'll like, add it to their phone, and now they're skateboard fans. Like, dude, you can't... oh my god, that's part of that stoke. But then I look at that, like, the skateboard shop owner. He's going to get that person to come in, and he's going to meet them at some point.
Yeah, it's all interwoven and connected. Yeah. Like, you can't have one without the other.
Yeah. Yeah, it's special. It's true.
Yeah, it's almost like an ecosystem, you know? Like, you get to see that like you're saying, like, you get some random person who's stoked on skateboarding coming into the shop that wouldn't have been there otherwise, and the skate shop gets to help them become a part of that as well. It's like, yeah, you can't get that online.
Yeah, no. Like, dude, I got dudes who don't think about fucking skateboarding in the hood watching the skateboarding. Like, they don't give, like, at one point, they don't give a fuck about skateboarding. They're like, yo, bro, did you see this clip? I'm like, what?
Like, but it's like the same as, like, dancing, you know? Like, if you had never seen dancing before or a style of dance and you saw someone ripping it up, like, you'd be like, that's fucking cool. Like, yeah. Like the way that person is, like, utilizing their body to, like, do some sick artistic shit.
Yeah.
And skateboarding's the same. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to look at someone who's, like, freestyle walking or doing, like, hardcore and be like, wow.
Yeah.
Art. Yeah. But skateboarding is a little bit different, I guess.
It's kind of wild. My dad sent me a Chase Hiller video.
Hell yeah, that's funny.
It was some random shit. He's like, yo, dude, did you see this guy? I'm like, oh, Chase? He's like, yeah. He was like, do you know him? I'm like, I met him once. He's like, this guy's fucking nuts. He's like, this is what you do? I'm like, I'm not going 60, fuck that.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's that type of stoke, man. It's that type of stoke. Like, I think we're really missing... like,
do you see how there's a bunch of people in Hawaii right now?
No. What's going on in Hawaii? Like,
there was a skate event that happened about a week ago. And a lot of people went out there from, like, North Carolina and California and other places to, like, skate the event. But it was, like, flooding and shit. And they decided to camp out, like, instead of, like, getting a hotel or whatever. And they were just getting pissed on in the rain the whole time. So they were just, like, chilling in hammocks under some trees in the mud.
Oh.
And then going and skating is, like, the most raw skateboarding experience you could ask for.
How is that not documented and made into, like, a little show?
Well, I hope it does, but they're definitely putting it on Instagram a lot. Like, they're blasting shit on Instagram, so that's how I saw it. And I was like, damn, man.
I see the memes, dude. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on in Hawaii? Nobody's telling me anything. I want to know what's going on in Hawaii.
That's all you get for now, just memes.
Right, just
someone's got to make the someone's got to make the reenacted film now.
Right? Like, yo, bro, I want to see somebody talk about getting pissed on in the rain right before they show a skate clip. Like
that's what our culture is going to become. It's going to be like everything's going to be like documented through memes and history. Right. And then we're going to try to retell those stories in film with memes as, like, our backdrop for the information.
Yo, my favorite meme page right now is, I forgot the name of the shit. I got to pull it up. Fuck, what is the meme page? I share their shit all the fucking time. I think it's...
uphill slowboarding?
No, AD... I think it's ADT. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck. Why can't I remember this shit? It's like when you don't need to find it, or you
there's
can't.
Some good ones now. Yeah, slowboarding's a good one.
Oh, ADTV, ADTVNZ.
That's a meme page.
Yeah, yeah. He posts some funny shit, bro.
What, how do you spell it?
ADTV underscore NZ.
ADTV underscore NZ? Is that New Zealand?
I don't know. If they're from New Zealand, where's Auckland?
Auckland, yeah.
That's New Zealand?
It is New Zealand.
Yo, they're fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
They're fucking hilarious, bro. It's like the meme with the Borat scene. It's like, what's this? Cheese? What's this? Cheese?
I'm gonna have to go ahead and read a couple of these. I've been itching for a good meme
lately. They're genius. As a fan of comedy, I'm like, oh nah, this is skateboard comedy at its best. Like, I've been trying to think of how to make jokes about skateboarding and go do stand up with it, but I haven't quite figured it out. Like, I was like, do I make fun of myself, or do I make fun of the sport itself? Like, what do you do? Like, how do you make fun of your sport?
I mean, it's pretty easy. You can just talk about how serious you take it, and then
it's pretty funny. We have to wear skin-tight leathers.
Yeah.
We're potentially... we're like cheap strippers.
or how we can't really, we have no control when it comes to dropping, $60 to $100 on a random set of wheels we found on the internet.
Right. No control.
Oh shit, I gotta buy these real quick.
And the majority of us can't even ollie.
making transfers from our savings account so we can afford a new skateboard we don't need.
Right? We can't ollie, we can't transfer money, we have no money, we're buying new skateboards. What else do? We travel with dollars and be like, yo homie, can I crash
your couch? Somehow manage to travel to other places when we're broke as fuck.
Yo, and, dude.
Survive off of scraps, just a skateboard. The need to go skate is more life giving than the need to make babies or have food on the table.
But you know what? What?
Our priorities are severely backwards.
And we get hot chicks. We get really hot chicks though. You can't deny that part. The girls be kind of hot.
Oh man, I can count the amount of chicks I've pulled from skateboarding on one finger.
No, I'm sorry. Oh, come to New York.
Maybe I'm just not in the right zone.
You're not in the right zone, bro. You come to New York, skate the hill for a bit.
Aren't you impressed by my swagger on the hill with a sick toe side slide?
Well, I mean, there's certain places in New York City, Watchtower. So if you go skate Watchtower, it's people taking your picture all day. If you skate there long enough, and if you skate all day, they'll just people randomly just oh my god, it's so cool. Click, click, click. Moving on. No conversation. Click, click, click. Move on.
Fuck. Yeah, never see that photo. Hey, send me that photo real quick. Dude. Hey, drop me that photo.
This is one video, right? This shit gets to me every single time I think about it. So there's this car cutting, and I'm just street surfing. I'm going to do a delivery. I got the bag in my hand. And, there's a car turning, and I just, easily weave around it. And the guys catch... I can hear the fucking camera in the background taking a picture of that very moment. And I'm like, you son of a bitch. I'm never going to see that picture. And I just turn around and yell back and, I hope you enjoy that shit. And just keep skating. Just pure sadness. He's going to enjoy that picture. I'm never going to see it.
Maybe you'll see it in a magazine someday.
I would be so pissed, and not even get paid for it. Just this is a random art picture.
It's like one of those scenic lifestyle photos that no one knows who's in it. It's just some random skater in New York City.
Fucking DoorDash. He's doing DoorDash and he fucking cut through traffic without dying.
You should make a documentary about being a skateboard DoorDasher. I bet you that would be fucking pretty popular on the internet.
You're not the only person that told me I should do that story. I'm hesitant because I don't exploit myself.
Just get someone else to exploit you.
Yeah, they already have. They already have. There's a big giant skateboarder on the side of fucking DoorDash kitchen with my fucking likeness. I'm talking about long hair. See how my hair is it turns are brownish at the bottom in the light? Yeah, there's this character with brown hair and fucking with a beanie. I rock a beanie in the fucking summertime, bro, and I rock a t-shirt with little little stripe and all that shit. I have, like, colorful tees and, like, the way the pants are fitted, they have it, like, halfway rolled up. It's all my style, bro. It's my whole style, my style of push, phone in one hand, looking at the phone with the food in the other. It says DoorDash on it. And these motherfuckers is like, that is me, you son of a bitch. Like, you're making money off my image, and I can't do anything about it because no lawyer's going to take that case because it's not clear cut. I'm like, you son of a bitches. You sons of bitches, man.
Damn, they saw you and they're like, ooh, I can make money off of that.
Fucking bastards. Fucking bastards.
You know, if only we could exploit ourselves and make money off of ourselves. That's like the plight, dude. Like,
right?
People keep telling me, like, oh, you got so many skills. Why don't you make money off of it? It's like, fuck.
Like, fuck. I learned how to market and host events through skateboarding, and now I get job, like, when I put in job resumes and put in, like, the skateboards events I put in and hosted, it's, like, instant hire, it's like, what, you did this, when you're still doing this, yeah, we're gonna hire you right now, come on, like, it's so trippy, but for some reason, I can't apply that to my real life, like, my own personal gains. I can't, like, oh, I'm gonna market myself to sell myself here, like, as just a brand, like, because at one point in time I wanted to be core. I didn't want to sell myself. I didn't want to fucking do all this shit. But as I get older, it's like, there's a lot of stories that can be told. There's so many stories.
I'm kind of in the same boat. I feel the same way. Like, I'd like to make money off of what I do and like my skills and stuff, but at the same time it's like, oh man, I don't have the right perspective to, like, make money off of myself.
Right, because, I mean, how is it, like, you're a whore. You're whoring yourself out, in a sense.
I mean, yeah, that's what anyone does, I guess.
Yeah, it's like breaking down and whoring yourself out the right way.
It's weird how some people are down to do it and make a lot of money, and other people are just like, ah, I'm not doing that, and then won't make any money. Like, even though they both have the same skill set, it's like,
right.
It takes a certain type of personality or a certain upbringing in a person that can make them, like, just be like, yeah, I'm going to exploit myself, or I'm going to make money for myself, or not.
I mean, I look at, like, Brandon Desjolais. He's a good dude, but I see him, sometimes he whores himself out, but he has to make money to survive, and I, like, it's understanding. I was like, he's a really good dude, but I, like, the internet personality versus the guy I've talked to and spoken to, very, very smart guy, very, very, very smart dude. But I would love to see less of the commercial branding.
Well, that's like his path that he chose to make money on, so he's got to pursue that 100%. I mean,
right.
I was listening to, like, someone said the other day, like, you can't have your feet dipped in two things. You kind of have to go full send in one.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to skateboarding.
Yeah.
I was listening to that in, like, the 9 Club. Like, if you're going to be a skateboarder, you have to be, like, 100% all in.
Yeah. No, that's true.
That's scary. That's scary because, like, that's like rolling the dice.
Bro, like, I'm a really good rapper, bro. Like, I could have went somewhere with my music career. I could have just straight said, nah, skateboarding's stupid. No. I'm going to go be, like, that 10 years ago, like, straight up, get signed, do battles, all that shit. But that whole, when you start to realize, like, nah, this requires real commitment, real focus, because if you're not 100% into it, you're going to hurt yourself. Like, that is straight up. You're just going to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
And I've watched people that aren't fully committed get hurt and say, that's it. I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I'm like, yeah. I understand. It's not for the faint of heart. It's definitely not. It's a wild sport.
I could say that about skateboarding in my own perspective. Like, I was, like, never really like considered myself like a person who would, like, commit 100% to skateboarding, but ended up that way. And then I kind of had second thoughts about it, and I, like, kind of took a step back, and then ever since I did that, things have, like, kind of not been working as good as they were, because I was like, oh, this isn't what I want to do or what I should be doing. I should be doing something else. And then the moment I stopped being 100% in skateboarding, everything kind of started falling to pieces, and it's like, damn, like, Huh. I mean, at least I had something that was 100%. Like, nowadays, it's like, I can't get anything 100%. It's just like, you gotta be passionate about it. And yeah. I just, like, I was lost in the sauce with it, so I was, like, overly passionate about it, and I was 100% in, and everything was working out. It was all good.
Yeah.
And then I started second-guessing myself and bailed, but can't do that. And then the CLI, you just gotta fucking know what you're going after and go for it. I mean, kudos to those that can.
Yeah, it's a full sin. It's a full sin thing. You know what's been crazy? What's really been crazy, though, was the this past year of 2002 and the beginning of 2003 was meeting people that they go full sin on their passion, but they also they keep their core. Like, they keep their self. They're not selling out. Like, the guy who owns the restaurant, I mean, he's a high, like, this restaurant is fucking high end, bro. High end, but when I sit down and we chill and we're just hanging out as homie and homie to homie, it's like, yo, this dude is like legit. Like, he loves what he does, and this is why his restaurant is a high end restaurant, is because he loves it to a point where he gives 100%. But you'll catch this man out here, like, I ain't gonna say, he's gonna sit there, he'll smoke his little J. Enjoy his time. I was like, oh, that's why the food's so damn good, because he smoked weed.
Yeah, if we could all just, like, find the passion that he has and duplicate that'd be a living.
Yeah, it's also the tattoo artist. Like, I'm sorry for every tattoo artist that I'm going to make jealous right now. So I have the privilege of actually just hanging out in a tattoo shop. Like, I could just go there on a whim and just hang out there. And I'm not even a tattooer. Like, I have no passion in tattooing. Like, I just like learning about the business. I like hanging out with my homies. And I'm sitting there chilling with these dudes and watching them do their work. But they're all core tattoo artists. They hate doing flash. They like doing custom work. They love drawing. They love creating people's ideas. And they love the stoke that the people get when they come out of the shop. So I'm looking at these people and I'm like, I want to take what I'm doing here and do the same thing that these guys are doing, just in a different brand. And the understanding that skateboarding doesn't have a lot of money to spend, but if you able to pull people in that aren't skateboarders and they'll just enjoy it for the entertainment value, you can actually make something out of this. That's if you get what I'm saying, like, the way it's been lately. It's like, we have a core audience, right? So if we reach out to that outside core audience, I feel like this shit would just explode.
Yeah. We need to find some new techniques on how to do that. Because I don't think raw runs are doing it.
No, they're not. Absolutely not. Come on. Like I said, you got to tell stories. You got to get unique faces. Like, people that aren't normal. Aren't from your normal, but, like, well, what is normal? Like, aren't what you normally see.
I think the people who are, like, going out and skating every damn day, like, it's their religion.
Yeah.
And like, you know, people who are, like, just, like, not cut from the same cloth as other people. Skateboarders in general are, like, pretty unique individuals, but there's, like, a select few that stand above the rest who are, like, really unique.
Yeah, know, like, yeah, like, different. No Corman.
And when you find someone like that, like, I like to go meet them and, like, see who they are as people, because that's a learning opportunity, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No Corman was one of them. Not the greatest skater in the world, but the way he organized and put communities together, that guy deserved millions of dollars for what he did.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you don't have to be a great skater. I'm not talking about being a great skater. I'm talking about being an interesting individual. Like, and skateboarding definitely has those people.
Van Margera.
Very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting guy. Who else? Like, this, Steve-O. I mean,
there's a lot of skaters in downhill who I've met who have been like that, for sure.
Yeah, dude. Jared Lopez would be a great fucking person just to follow around with a camera and just wild out.
Yeah. AFB. Fucking Byron Esser's an interesting cat.
Well, I don't understand how we didn't get an Alex Amin back.
I don't know.
Like that would have been a character, bro. That should have been lit if you had a program just Alex Amin and his fucking ideas with his car.
Dude, yeah, that's a...
I had to do the usual cut 60 minutes because Anchor only allows you to record 60 minutes at a time. Eventually, I'm going to have an actual studio where I don't have to do that anymore. All right? Well, as you're sitting in a studio, sipping beers, smoking weed, and I can fly you out to wherever the fuck I'll be at. That's the dream right there, where I can fly my guest out and be like, yo, dude, what are you doing right now? You want to come somewhere for like the day or like for a couple of days? Or we'll fucking put you in a hotel and you do whatever the fuck you want to do?
That'd be an interesting life.
It would be. I mean, goals. It'd be goals like, now you can go skate whatever the fuck you want to do. You have your, like, you'll get paid for fucking just coming over to somewhere, get a nice little rental car, set you up, and fucking go rip. Go have fun before the show.
Yeah, so check this out. Just picked up this Pantheon Chase Hiller Pro.
Ah!
It's fucking sick. Look at those curves.
That board, the way Jeff makes boards, man.
Dude, I know, right? Look at that. It, like, drops, and then it goes up, and then it drops again, and it's got a kicktail.
Oh, yes, kicktails are gods. Cannot go wrong with anything that has a kicktail. Like,
no, it's kind of like... It's got, like, the shape of, like, a Comet Ethos, but it's, like, got the micro drops. I'm pretty stoked. I can't wait to shred this thing.
Have you realized that, like, all downhill shapes are the same?
Yep.
I feel, like, Titus pointed out to me one day. So, I'm, like, he sends me a meme. He's, like, all shapes are the same. I'm, like, oh, fuck. And I looked at my wall, I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah, and I own like probably like 4 or 5 downhill boards. And they all kind of, I could do the same thing on all of them, but I still have 4 of them. It's like, why?
Like that round.
Why do I have 4?
It's like
just have one.
Minor changes to the, like the concave.
Nah, this one's different though, bro. It's got the W in the back and the micro drops and the kicktail, and it's got the rocker with the mustache. Nah, it's different, bro.
It's
gonna be the best one ever. I saw it. It's gonna be different.
So crazy enough, I still have a Valhalla Skrilla, and that's like one of my favorite boards. I still ride that board.
Nice.
Yeah,
I never rode that one.
I remember when I bought that board. That was the first board I ever went 50 on. I'm never getting rid of it. I let somebody hold it for about a year. But they took care of it. They took really good care of it. They regripped it. They took care of my baby. Because I was riding a freestyle board for a while. Because I always wanted to challenge myself. Like, why not do freestyle and downhill? And see what happens. Like, doesn't matter if the board's big or small, you should be able to ride it, right?
Yeah, I wanna learn to ride pools. That's like something I've been wanting to do for a really long time.
That's my goal for this summer. I'm dropping in. I'm pool skating this summer. I'm doing vert. I'm doing all that shit. Like, that's the goal.
Because there's so many pools and bowls to skate. Like, at the end of the day, like, that's what we're all trying to do, right? We're just trying to fucking go fast and send it, and like if you don't have a neighborhood road or a mountain bomb, you can always find a pool.
Yeah.
A bowl.
Yeah, something. There's something out here for everybody. Like,
oh yeah.
Whatever style you want to do, I'm open to it. I'm about 100% skateboarding. That's my thing. It's like I have a short board, I have downhill boards, I have a freestyle board, I have cruisers, I have a cruiser. But I won't buy like 50 different boards. I won't have like a room. Yeah. I won't have like a closet or a fucking or a rack full of boards. I don't believe in destroying the environment like that. Like, I can't. It's not in my nature to destroy the environment. Like, to get just all that wood.
I feel ya.
Yeah.
There's something about skateboarding that's like so rad, because you can go anywhere to any spot with a group of people, and like the super dope, creative, artistic expression can come out in a person that you never even would have thought. Like, someone can just start skating the curb like a magician, and you're just like, what the fuck, dude? Like,
yeah,
I never would have thought that that person would be able to do that, you know? And, like, it's just cool. It's just, like, it's a unique way of expressing yourself that not many people get the opportunity to do.
Yeah, 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 man. Like, honestly, yeah.
Seeing it in person is, like, a whole different thing. It's, like, you can watch it on a video, but you just can't feel that same, like, surprise you get when you see it in person. You're just like, whoa!
Yeah, it's a different feeling. When you watch it on video versus seeing it in person, it's not the same. Like, yeah, that, I think, like, that's...
There's a big screen in between you and it happening.
Yeah, I think that's what's... That's why I stopped watching videos, because I started to see the shit in person more. Like, the incredible in person. And it's just like... Yeah, this shit's not... Doesn't vibe the same.
Yeah, if you want to go see it, go to the skate park.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Or go find a crew to skate with.
Yeah, honestly. Honestly, go find a crew. And
which brings it back to Asheville. Why I want to go to Asheville is because there's a lot of people shredding there, and I just want to be around that shredding.
Yeah.
I see people fucking sending it.
I wish I had the money right now just to up and dip. I want to go right now. Like, I wish I had the money I could just get up and leave, like, and just go there. And I know I'll be welcome. I know I have, like, there's a space there. It's like...
It is that time of year, though. It is that time of year where it's like, damn, I want to be anywhere but here right now, and yeah. I don't have any money.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
I think everyone's like that right now. There's not really much going on. It's just like that time of year where it's just like, we're all wanting to do this shit, but it's just not happening right now. It's just weird time of year.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go skate with my homies, but no one's out skating right now. We're just all chilling.
It's a crazy time, man. It's like, well, it's winter. Enjoy this shit.
Yeah, get the R&R where you can. That's why I just got surgery, because I know I'm not going to be doing shit, so I might as well just fucking heal.
Right, and by the time you're ready to go, boom, let's go.
Yeah, when it's time to go, I'll be going.
Right.
Speaking of going, I'm super bummed that Tepe and Taco's is not happening this year.
Why is that not happening? What went down?
So... There was a really big rain monsoon storm in California, like, for a couple weeks.
I remember that,
And a lot of the roads eroded. Like parts of the road washed away.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like, this event we went to in October called the Jib and Rib that Kevin Reimer threw. Super sick road, perfect pavement. Yeah, rainstorm washed away part of the road that we were skating months ago.
At
this event.
You talking about, like, gone?
It's gone off the face of the cliff. So that's happening in, like, at Tepe, too, but I guess, like, it's, like, he just doesn't see it being up and running in time. He don't think that it's going to be something that's going to be managed to be, like, a good event with the way that the storm's affected it.
You know what just made me think? Who the fuck decided to put a road on a landslide?
Right?
Like,
that's California in a nutshell.
Somebody was... I swear, like, half the infrastructure in the world is based off of drugs. Like, I swear to God, somebody was doing mushrooms and be like...
Well, think about it, man. Like, you go to, like, North Carolina and shit, and you see all these, like, steep-as-fuck hills going up into, like, one-person homes. And it's like, there's no way this road should have been paved, but someone was rich enough and stupid enough to want to get this road paved, now it exists.
Beach park.
It's like, or maybe there was just, like, no room for normal roads anymore, so they just had to pave roads up into the middle of nowhere because people wanted to live up there enough, you know? Like,
yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much Santa Barbara. It's like, I'm rich as fuck, and I don't want to live near anybody, so I'm going to pay to get this fucking road built up to goddamn nowhere and then have it wash off the fucking face of the cliff when the rainstorm comes.
It's like, oh, my house money.
Dude, it's fucking incredible. Like, people are so eager to live by themselves and be away from other people that they will put their house on the edge of a cliff.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Pay attention to how rain is going to affect it. They're just like, fuck it. That's a problem for future me.
Yeah, like, fuck it. I'm going to live on this cliff and just whatever happens, happens. We'll be all right.
Yeah, but anyways, Tepe isn't happening, so that sucks.
Yo,
but,
what do you think about the whole long-distance push ultra skate movement?
I think it's like, it's a whole fucking thing, man. Like, people who do that, like, that's like some people, that's kind of like some marathon runner shit. Like, yeah. People who go on, like, bike tours for, like, hundreds of miles and shit. Like, I mean, it's play. At the end of the day, it's play, but it's intense play.
Yeah, that's fucking, I did it once, and I got my 100, and...
Damn.
Yeah, yeah, bro. The end. When that shit was over, I just like fell. I just went to the ground and said, "Oh my god, this shit is done. Fuck my life." I wanted to go back this year. I was.
Why do you do it? How do you do it?
Money. I wanted to do 200.
So you like wait? So you do it for money?
No, I do it for shits and giggles.
Oh. I was gonna say, like,
The first time I did it, it was because I wanted to test if I was a pussy or not. Like, that was straight up, like, am I mentally tough, or I'm just a little pussy boy who doesn't belong here?
Yeah, is your body gonna give out before, or is your mind gonna make your body give out, or is your body gonna last and your mind gonna give out first? Which one was it for you?
My body.
Your body gave out before your mind?
My body was like, you son of a bitch, why are you doing this? And my mind was like, keep going. No, I don't know. Hold on. I don't remember. It's been so long ago, but I think it was my body, because my body was in pain. I was cursing. I was cursing myself the whole fucking time. I was like, yeah, it's my body. My body first. Because I was cursing at my body. I was like, nah, you fucking... Can't say those words anymore. But no, you fucking piece of shit, motherfucker. Keep going, you little mother...
So when you were doing it, did you... was there a point where, like, all the pain or whatever you were feeling kind of, like, was, like, turned off or became, like, more of, like, a driving force? Or was there, like, a moment where, like, all of your pain and, like, bodily hurt just kind of, like... went away?
It was when it all right, so the funny shit happened was when I think Kathy, this lady, Andrew Walker's mom, Kathy, she comes up to me, she's like, oh, you're only 10 miles away from 100. And I was like, what? That's it? Oh, fuck this. I'm out. So I did those 10 miles, bro. When I got to 100, I was like, I fucking did it!
Shit, I would like, I feel like if someone told me that, I would be like way in my head and be like, I don't think I can do it.
Nah, like, it's just hard. That thing is like, it's either you'd be like, I don't think I can do it, or that's it? That's all that's left? Oh, well, fuck it. It's 10 miles. Like,
it's happening again soon, right?
Yeah, so...
like a week or so?
You know what's crazy? After I completed that, me and a homie had a bottle of Malibu rum, and we're taking out victory lap while sipping Malibu rum. And we did 2 laps with the rum.
Oh my god, that sounds horrible.
But the thing is, the pain went away on those victory laps. So mentally, I was still able to do more.
Right.
Like, my body was still able to do more. It's just the fact that I finally hit 100, I was ready to say, fuck this shit. I'm done. I got my 100 miles. I accomplished my goal. I am stoked for myself. I didn't know I was going to do it or not, and I did it. I can do it. Mm. Now, I'm like, I want 200 miles because I know I could do 200 fucking miles. Like, that's not even, like, a fucking question. I know, like, I can do it.
I wonder how many people accomplished that 200 miles.
Quite a few. At this point, it's quite, like, the game has changed. It's quite a few people.
So it's 24 hours, right?
Yeah, 24 hours. The world record is 300.
300?
Yeah, wow. That's the world record.
What is that? 300 divided by 24? It's like an average speed of...
You want to do the math? I don't want to do math right now. I don't want to do math right now.
300 divided by 24, it's 12 miles an hour.
I was about to estimate 10 to 12.
For 24 hours.
10 to 12 miles per hour for 24 hours.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, 7 miles per average 7 miles per hour, per 7 miles per hour, for 24 hours will get you 200.
I wonder what the average pushing speed on a skateboard is.
15 to 20 miles per hour.
You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe a longboard is faster than a skateboard, for the average person
or like a fucking somebody who does it every day.
8 to 9 miles an hour is the average speed on a longboard.
Really?
Eight to 9 miles an hour is the average speed on a longboard, according to ridinglongboards.com. I can't believe there's a site called that. Yeah, let's all go to ridinglongboards.com.
Apparently, they're not really checking that shit for real. It's not 8 to 10 miles. That's bullshit. It's bullshit.
I mean, if you're going 12 miles an hour, you're probably going a little faster than normal, apparently, according to the internet.
Titus is going 15.
He's beast. He just won the Golden Gate Park push race. Yeah. Shout out California Bonzing Skateboards.
Yeah, he's just killing that one. He just kills everybody in push racing.
He just flew across the country to win a push race. That's dedication.
You know what's crazy? I'm telling him shit how to beat people in downhill. I'm telling him. But I don't think
he can kick ass.
He could. He's if got he can build. He can fucking get off the line faster than everybody too.
And that's half the battle right there.
Yeah, I'm telling him you know what his problem is? He's scared. He's scared he's gonna push his board out behind him. He's that fucking fast, bro. No, he's that.
Wait, he's afraid he's gonna push his board away from him?
Yeah. Before he starts the race.
What's stopping him from doing that during a push race, though? It never happens during a push race. Yo, Titus, what's up with that, man? What's going on?
This is me when I tell him, I was like, it's not gonna happen. Fuck everybody.
Like you've pushed on a push race. It's the same thing, except you're just pushing way more aggressively.
Yeah, I was like, here goes. It's not like how you do a push race. It's not how you push where you get that steady pace. When you come off that line, just whole ass,
rabbit,
bro.
Rabbit, bear.
Yeah, yeah. Don't think about it. Like he said he's slow off the line. I'm like, nah, dude, you can't be like, you just gotta just go.
Right.
You can't.
You gotta like. Double slap the ground with your foot. Pow, 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 pow.
Yeah. And,
power stop.
And if he does that off the line, there's nobody that's going to beat him.
I would like to see, honestly, I think it would be really cool to have like a push start competition to see who has the fastest push start. Like the race itself would just be pushing. Like have it be like 20 feet or 30, 40 feet, maybe like a 50 yard dash. It's like pushing.
And then
whoever like crosses the line first wins.
I'm good on that, bro. I don't want to fuck with that shit.
I wouldn't be an Olympic sport.
I'm not racing. I'm not racing that shit. I'm not. That's not for like. Come on, man.
I'm gonna make a new discipline at longboarding and have it just be the 50 yard dash push.
50 yard dash. Bro,
who's the fastest pusher?
Daniel Lindsay. Yeah.
Who knows?
No. On some scary, honest to God shit, the fastest pusher in New York City is actually Daniel Lindsay.
We're gonna need to hold a race.
No, I'm like Titus may fly around and beat motherfuckers, but if Daniel was following Titus all the time, he would smoke Titus.
You should have a longboarding Olympics in New York.
I can
just have little events like that, like the 50 yard push. The drag race push.
I'm only doing one event a year. Nope.
Have it be one event, but have it be like 4 or 5 different little like micro races, and then whoever wins like gets like to be like the king of New York.
Bro.
Ooh. Have Broadway Bomb be the end or something. Have it happen before Broadway Bomb, and then have Broadway Bomb be like the coup de grace.
That's an idea for somebody else.
Copyrighted.
I got style sessions. I like that's the Uncle Funkies. I like thank you Uncle Funkies for that. Like he gave me the blessings for that event, and I'm gonna keep that going.
What event are you doing?
So style sessions. It's an event that started in 2000. 2002, and it was hosted by Uncle Funky's before Uncle Funky's was Uncle Funky's, and they ended it in 2015 because the interest dropped, and they couldn't afford to do it anymore because it's expensive, and I brought it back last year. But I added a little twist. I added a freestyle competition since dance and freestyle is popular right now. I was like, and I hosted with a small group, Flow Crew. And these guys are new to the event they're hosting and everything. So I want these boys to get experience and understand what it's like to host an event, the pitfalls and all this other shit. Like, I want dudes to know what it feels like to fuck up their first time. Get kicked out of an area for hosting an outlaw or whatever the fuck. You know, that whole being fresh, and you give them advice and you teach them like how to not fucking get caught by the parks department.
People are gonna tell you no way more than they're gonna tell you yes.
Yeah So fuck the parks department, fuck New York City parks department. I hope they listen to this podcast. They got suck my dick, like, with all due disrespect.
Hey, like, you can have your event if you pay us.
They can suck my dick with all due disrespect. I'm gonna throw an event. I'm going to say the shit to Red Bull, too. You can suck my dick with all due disrespect, because you can fund this shit and you can afford to fund this shit. And we had 200 spectators just show up and just chilled and watch. And if they would have sponsored that event, they would have made a lot of money, because the companies and businesses that were in the area made a lot of money that day. And they were fucking hype.
Yeah, Red Bull don't need that money, apparently.
I know they really don't need the money, but I'm still saying, like, for the purpose of revitalizing New York City, like, the fuck are you, like, you're missing out on something big. Like, you're missing out on a festival. Like, you could literally turn Broadway Bomb into an entire festival for New York City. For skateboarding.
It'd be insane if it was, like, legitimately recognized. Like, people would love that shit.
Yeah.
People would come from all over the world for it.
Yeah, and you don't
skate through New York City.
Right, and it doesn't even have to, and it was some G shit, it doesn't even have to be, like, only pros. I don't want that atmosphere. I don't want the only pro atmosphere. I want...
Who's a pro?
Yeah, like, fuck that shit. Like, everybody pop out. Everybody come skate. This is a community event, but it's a festival. Like, mass... Like, St. Mass.
Yeah. Like, getting people from all over the country to, like, come together for, like, a weekend to skate together is, like... We need more of that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something special about that. And you meet new people. You start to develop new relationships.
Like last year a lot of the things that happened were just races.
Yeah.
And like besides Maryhill free rides and Tepe and Tacos and Jib and Rib. So there's a couple. But a lot of those things that drew people from all over were races.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I like to see more like festivals, like slide jams. I'm gonna go to Danger Bay this year.
Dude,
because it is like a 6-day festival.
That's Canada, right?
Be there. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
British Columbia.
I don't have a passport.
I'm gonna get one, dude. I'm gonna fucking apply for one tomorrow. I gotta get this shit because I gotta go to that.
Lit. Actually,
after not happening for 3 years because of COVID, it's like I gotta go.
That's always been a goal of mine. Danger Bay. I used to watch that shit all the time. I used to watch the video pine cones and just.
Yeah, bro. I gotta see that. Giants Head too. I hope Giants Head makes a comeback this year.
Yeah, all that shit, man. It was always a goal. Like, and then like you reach a skill level, you're like, oh, now I can do this. COVID.
Oh yeah.
That shit killed me, bro. I was like, oh.
Yeah. I think it fucked up a lot of people's flow.
Yeah, like.
But I had a lot of shit going in mind when like COVID happened. Like, and I was just like. I just had to drop it all. I was just like, damn.
Yeah, I was getting ready to travel, dude. I was like, I'm going to France. Because I was like 40K. Yeah, I can afford to fucking go out of the country. Yeah, let's out. I'm about to go get my passport. I was gearing up to get my passport. Had everything all set up. My ID was still good. I was like, I'm out. Fuck this country. Donald Trump's president. Let's get the hell out of here. Speaking of Trump, we got a fucking geriatric as a president. That's fucking gnarly.
Really, nothing's really going good in that respect.
No. I was listening to State of the Union. I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
I didn't even listen to it.
I probably should, but... Nah, not really.
missing anything?
You didn't miss anything. It's the same old crazy people talking the same old crazy shit.
Yeah. I got an event coming up. I'm gonna throw.
What you got?
And I got a slide jam.
Woo!
It's gonna happen in May and June.
Is that the Ohio downhill joint?
Nah, I'm in Idaho, but
oh, sorry.
Something else. The slide jam I'm throwing is like the virtual slide jam, and it's coming back. It didn't happen last year because shit was crazy with my leg being broken, but this year I'm bringing it back. And a new element we're going to bring to the event is going to have everyone's going to be invited to throw their own slide jam on the weekend of Go Skateboarding Day. Dope. And we're all going to have a slide jam at the same time. Film the slide jams, and then we're going to have a prize for best slide jam.
You know what would be dope? If everybody went live at the same time, set up a tripod, and like you had split screens of each slide jam going on at the same
time. That would be cool. And have like a live stream of their own slide jam.
Because it's possible now.
That would be cool.
It's not like it's not possible. It's possible now because people do split screen Instagram.
Yeah, maybe I could like invite people to like make their own Instagram their own Instagram slide jam account.
Yeah.
And then go live on that.
Yeah. That's actually a great fucking idea. Like,
but yeah, the goal is to just like get everybody who's like on the fence about throwing events and shit to like throw their own slide jam.
I mean, throwing events is not easy, man.
It's not. But we're gonna have some like tutorials along the way of like how to throw it. So I'm gonna post some videos up and be like, yo, this is how you do this. This is like some techniques you can do to like make it be successful, and hopefully get some skate shops involved too to help out, and maybe some brands to throw some swag in and get people stoked.
Nice.
So, and also another element of it is going to be the same thing as before, where it's people are going to like post their own 30-second to 60-second run of their slide jam entry.
Nice.
Which is basically just going to be like people doing their best tricks in 30 seconds, posted on Instagram, and then we're going to give awards out for that too.
Sweet. Yeah, that's dope, dude. That's dope. We need, like, that. The culture needs shit like that. It really does. Like, we can't just be throwing races all the time. Oh, it's a race. It's a race.
Right.
It's a race.
Yeah, and also it just needs stuff that people can participate in, because if it doesn't have anything to be interactive with, and like, community-wise, it's going to be, like, it's just going to sizzle out, you know? People need to, like, get challenged to go do stuff.
Yeah. Like, experiences. Have these fucking experiences or die.
Or like, skateboarding in a nutshell, like, you want to watch videos of people doing crazy shit, and that inspires you to go do stuff. If you don't see that video, if you don't see that progression happening, like, what's pushing you to go outside and skate?
Really doesn't. Just,
like, putting around and exercise. Like, what's going to push you to learn stuff? What's going to push you to send it down a bigger hill? Like, oh shit, this guy did this? Damn. I was going to try that, but he did it first. Fuck, now I got to one-up him.
Right. You see that a lot.
Like that, yeah, I want to see that come out in people. And, like, maybe this virtual slide jam will do that. Maybe it'll, like, get people out there and be like, you know what? I'm going to throw a slide jam, too. Or I'm going to go do it, like, a fucking big-ass slide.
This
guy did it.
Honestly, it would be dope. I think it would be dope. We get something like that. If we pull some shit like that off, it would be pretty dope.
It's going to happen. I'm working on getting sponsors right now, and I'm gonna make a little video and announce it here in the next couple of months.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, dude, I ain't gonna hold you much longer. It's a pleasure. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Hell yeah. Likewise, buddy.
Yeah, man. So, what else do you have going on before we go? And you can leave the people with some words.
Go make captivating YouTube content for us skaters to watch in this time of year. Shout out Hopscotch for making those videos he's been making. He made a video review of Kings of the Mud on YouTube. It was sick.
Tell my post, hold on, before you even go that. What? Where? Nah, send me that. You got a couple of links to send me, bro. That is my favorite skate video. I have that shit saved on my laptop in my drawer. If nobody's seen King of the Mud, bro, that is the soul of downhill.
Yeah, so Hopscotch is making like a video review of it. Like, he's reviewing the filming and the skating and all that shit. And it's pretty funny. He also does like some tier lists of like wheel companies and board companies, which is funny. Yeah. Also, let's see. What else can I say? Yeah. Everybody, let's make some fun plans to do some skateboarding this summer. And let's all meet each other on the hill and have a good time and do some fun shit that we'll never forget. Make life worth living. That's always the goal, right? So let's do it. Fuck it. Fucking send it. Everybody, get your crew. Go make some memories. Do it for each other. Do it for yourselves. Do it for skateboarding.
Word.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. Thank you, Kurt. I appreciate you, man, taking your time out. Heal up. And yeah, see you on the hill, bro.
All right, dude. Be well. All right, dude.
You too. Peace.